sunshine, little Uber, deliver, deliver, lead us.
Good evening and welcome to As the Worm Turns. You are tuned in to KVNF's live call-in gardening show. I'm your host, Jill Spears, here with my favorite gardeners. It's Lance and Lulu.
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
Good evening, folks. And I know,
it is a good evening.
Oh, it's fabulous.
Honestly,
beautiful out there, huh?
Beautiful, yeah.
We are fortunate for this weather right now. A little rain would be good, but...
Yeah, whatever. It's
sweet
coming.
Sweet temperatures,
at least
sure.
You've got... At least there's water. Some water.
Yeah, so. There's still some water left, so enjoy it while
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, get it while you can.
Okay, live call-in, and we want to hear what's going on in your garden. So 970-527-4868, 1-866-KVNF now. You can email worm@kvnf.org. So, warm days, cool nights, and
yeah.
That's what this valley and the flavor is all about, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and I know where there's apricots.
Oh, really?
Yeah, over at the ranch in Carbondale.
Not over
yeah,
here.
They're at my house.
Yeah, you mentioned you had some apricots, Lance.
Yeah, I have. No, I have plenty.
Plenty. That's nice. What about that thing about how often apricots bloom? You've got a good bloom record here going.
The thinning, you mean, are you talking about?
No, the bloom, how often they don't get froze out.
Mm-hmm.
It's
every
3 to 4 years.
Right,
yeah.
So
I still have
warmer temperatures.
I still have like 2 or 3 gallons of dried apricots from the last. So it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do?
Bag them up, bring them over to
yeah.
go.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. All right. So a lot of planning going on. Lulu, you're kind of done with projects and moving into planting mode,
yep.
huh?
Yep. It's great.
Tilled up and
yeah, I
ready
tilled
to go?
Up the west garden, and the other gardens are easy. And the lamb's quarter is about ready to be harvested.
Oh, okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, because you freeze that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and I'm just waiting, you know, I'll start putting in all my marjoram and basil and thyme and that kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
that I plant every year.
So parsley, slate. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the parsley is all is huge. It's just, I'm using it for seed. I'm just letting it go to seed now. And there's parts all over that are where it's seeded itself in the garden. So
yeah, parsley is one of those plants that goes good in perennial gardens and stuff. And it's, you know, it eventually turns to every year you have some and every year you have some flowers reseeding.
Right.
Yeah, and it's a great, it attracts predators.
Mm-hmm.
The predator bugs, the good bugs,
the bugs.
Good guys.
Right. And it doesn't get too weedy.
No,
it's
it really doesn't. It's
thin out.
Yeah, it plays fair. It's, you know, what I like to say is playing fair. If you don't want it, you pull it up. You know,
yeah.
I mean, and there's nothing not to want about it. I mean, it's so...
Well, it's good.
It just gets along with everybody. It's
right.
fine.
Right.
And that deep taproot, when it dies, opens
yeah.
up, aerates
yeah,
the soil.
Yeah, aerates the soil. Yeah, the sweet Sicily is all gone to seed,
mm-hmm.
and the little pods are they're kind of getting woody and not as fun to eat.
Yeah,
so that'll all get chopped down, fed to the chickens.
Mm-hmm. Is that early for that to be?
No,
mm-hmm.
it's about on time.
Okay.
And then start doing, you know, planting zinnias from seed,
uh-huh.
all that stuff.
Yeah, zinnia season. You have your zinnias in.
Yeah, I thinned them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you've already thinned.
Thinned them, mm-hmm. yeah.
I can't thin them because there's always so many
calendula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, calendula, whatever. There's always so much. You can hardly tell who's who.
Yeah.
And they just come
let
up.
Them go.
Yeah, well, I have a long single row of zinnias.
Right.
And I know exactly what's that.
Do you just do that? Those big giant tall ones?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God, I love
that's what I get.
Those.
Me
I love
too.
Those.
And the bees like them, the insects, all the insects, the hummingbirds like them, and other birds really like the seeds.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, I went with some of that pollinator mix that Amber, our fellow worm, was talking about. I'm really excited about that. I had so many butterflies in my yard today.
Oh, I saw my first swallowtail.
Yes, mm-hmm. The swallowtails are
everywhere.
I got
very excited,
mm-hmm.
yep. And the big bumblebees are on the comfrey. That's
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about ready to go. It's about ready
Is
to
it?
Get its first whack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when it starts to fall over, that's it. It's out of there.
Everything's coming
mercy.
On.
No mercy.
No mercy.
Show it. No quarter, no mercy, nothing.
That's your style.
Yeah.
Okay, 970-527-4868 and 1-866-KVNF now. Jeff is in the control room, ready to take your call.
Yeah, put him to the test, you guys. Oh, yeah, like he can't do it right. Yeah.
Right. Hey, let's talk a little bit about watering. And we're talking about flowers. Lulu, you mentioned if you've got potted flowers out there, you want to make sure that you not just water them. But
yeah, it's not critical yet. But we were talking about watering last week, and I thought, God, I water whenever I think I need to, as much as I mm-hmm. need to. I used to do it all at night because I had my sprinkler set up that way, but I've been using them manually now, and I'm actually happier doing it that way.
Yeah.
But what you want to do with the pots is you every so often, especially once it gets really hot, is make sure that you're watering so that you see the water come out of the bottom of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
So that you
soak
keep those, so the whole pot gets wet and the roots stay cooler, the plants stay cooler. It's a much better form.
Yeah, don't let them dry out.
Don't let them.
Mm-mm. Right, and that cooler root thing is important because, Lance, we were talking earlier before the show about squash and some of those things that mm-hmm. like it warm, and you mentioned a watering habit that you...
Well, because of the cool nights we're having, the
right.
soil hasn't warmed up, even though I've planted these things. So I've watered them once, and I'm not going to water them until they come up. Squash, corn, dry beans, pole beans, all that kind of stuff. And,
yeah, huh,
and
wow.
2 weeks ago, I did plant delicata squash and cucumbers and melons and a little row on the side of the pepper beans. Those are up.
Mm-hmm.
But I was only watering once a week.
Yeah, just keeping that soil temperature
yeah.
warmer.
Yeah, you plant a little deeper so the seeds are down in the moisture. You know, and therefore you don't have to water as much.
Okay.
The shady days, the cloudy days.
Shady days
yeah,
and cloudy nights.
Shady days. The cloud cover during the day has been a blessing. Everything, mm-hmm. it's not, nobody's out there struggling.
No. Mm-hmm.
You don't hardly get any of that afternoon wilt or anything.
Not yet.
Yeah. Yeah, we could be frying right now, and I'm with you, Lulu. It's almost like a early August
yeah.
cloud cover coming
yeah.
over, which
yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah, it's great. It's just a real gift at this time of year.
Yes. Okay, we want to know what's going on in your garden, or if you have questions. Lance and Lulu are here too.
We'll try to help you fester them out, but
fester them out.
But I got to make a disclaimer, okay? Because every single plant out there, anything that's out there that's growing, is going to try and make a liar out of us.
Yeah,
right?
At any moment, right?
They do strange things.
They
sometimes.
Do strange things. It's a really cosmic energy world out
it
there.
It is. That's part of the fun of it.
It
right?
is, right? Finding the plants that will grow for you.
Okay.
That's
awesome. We have a new disclaimer for the show for you experts. Because I'm just faking it.
Well, they can sideswipe you at any moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
All right. So call us up and put them to the test.
Yeah.
970-527-4868-1-866-KVNF now. How about a garlic report?
Garlic?
Yeah.
Because
you've got all kinds of.
Well, you know, mine's doing really good. You know, it seems to have picked up. And you can tell the bulbs are really growing because they're right at the base of the plants. That soil is all splitting apart.
Yeah, yeah. Really.
You know, and some of my hardnecks, the scapes are already coming out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was quite surprised to see that. You know, and the spring garlic that I planted in between that fall planted spinach, took that fall spinach out, and it's doing really good.
Yeah.
So happy garlic.
Happy
yeah.
garlic. Mm-hmm. My garlic is really happy. Mm-hmm. And I took the cap protectors off of it the other day and weeded it, and it just looks so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love
mm-hmm.
that.
And the cats are okay with it once it gets to
yeah,
a certain...
Yeah, once it gets big, they're over it. And, you know, it's not freshly turned over dirt. Now, the West Garden, I just rototilled yesterday.
Oh, they're going to like that.
Oh, yeah, they're in it. Last night, they right. they got right in it last night.
Okay.
Yeah, that's their scene. look, Mom made us a new kitty box. Oh, boy.
That's the way
so
they roll,
cool.
Right?
Yeah, a rat.
All right. So that's the garlic report. How about, Lance, we need to check in on the carrots because, you know.
The carrot?
So, a carrot yeah. report.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's get that
well,
the going for the
bed's
season.
The first bed totally ready to go.
Okay.
It's been
first
thinned.
First bed.
Yeah, weeded
check.
The whole thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Thinned the whole thing. The second bed I'm thinning. The third bed is just coming up, and I'll be planting the fourth bed this weekend.
Okay.
And I got one more bed to go yet.
And are you growing some for seed still?
That's a different variety in a different spot, but it's Scarlet Keeper.
Mm.
And that's the seed I've mentioned over the years that's like 17 years old and it keeps on doing like 100% germination.
Yeah.
So,
wow. That's awesome.
And so I'm going to grow that out. Oh, I am growing that one out for seed. And so we'll see how much I get there, but I'll have fresh seed.
Okay.
And it's one of those carrots. It's not the really sweet, tasteful carrots, but what it is, it will store clear into June.
There you go.
Scarlet Keeper. It's a keeper.
Okay.
And it's very hard. So this is what you eat in May and June from your root cellar.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Good deal. We're going to have to come up with one of those math problems again.
Oh, no. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We've got a caller on the line from Paonia, and good evening, caller.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Great.
Anyway, you guys might want to know, because you are such planties, there is a thing going on in town and all over the valley, and it's called scorch, and it's all over our elms. Now, elms are, you know, they're what they are. They're not exactly desirable in some instances, but your elm trees are going to start turning yellow. Every single one of mine in my yard are yellow. And
really?
What it is there wasn't enough water in the beginning of the leaf production. So it has a vascular problem with producing or dealing with water. So it doesn't matter if your elms are along the ditch or where. I mean, it's all in my, every single one of my elms are turning yellow and the leaves are going to fall off.
Yeah.
Now, these aren't perfect trees, but that's going to happen. And there's going to be a lot of people around the village. Valley that's going to they're going to go through that this year.
Yeah,
it's not a disease. The wood should be fine. Hopefully, we get enough moisture next year, and they'll recover. But this is a heavy duty thing.
Yeah,
and
well, I've noticed that
to climate change that it is obvious.
Yeah,
yeah, I've noticed a little
a lot of leaves.
Sickly. Yeah, go ahead, Lance.
Well, I just noticed. Just today, I was noticing.
I'll let you go.
Okay, thank you, caller. Appreciate the info.
Yeah. I've noticed here and there lots of elm tree leaves on the ground and or dying on the trees.
Mm.
And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was an early infestation of elm tree beetle.
Those little worms?
Yeah.
The worms that get in the leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I thought. But these have actually dropped and were.
Huh.
Okay.
So
yeah.
If you're still listening, is it a bacterial or fungal
vascular problem, I think is what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's pretty interesting.
That is interesting. Mm-hmm. And whatever they say about elms, I love my big elm tree.
Yeah. You know, if you take care of them, and yes, they produce seeds that get everywhere. God knows they're everywhere in my garden, but they don't seem to have a very long shelf life, the seeds. Do you know
No,
about
they,
that?
They don't. It's about 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
And yeah, and then
and after that, they're compost.
They dry out, and they're done, yeah.
Okay, our same caller is back on the
so
line.
Go ahead, just to give you guys back. You guys asked, for me to give you a little more.
Sure.
It's called scorch, and it looks like the plant has been burned. Like, oh my God, it's too damn hot. So, what happens is the plant itself, through its leaf vascular system, can't absorb the water, and so it produces this really waxy substance, and it actually drops all of its oil out. and it's kind of funky, and it looks like it maybe, oh my god, my tree's going to die. You've got a couple seasons, but this is something we're going to go through in Colorado with the beetle kill and our drought and everything that we have going on. This is going to be a full-on phenomenon.
Yeah, right.
It'll continue.
Yeah.
And so we need to be very, 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 very conscious about how long we take our showers, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, thank you for that, because water conservation is something we should talk about every day.
Yeah, and I know it's just an elm tree, and I know they're not the best of the best, but this is where it begins.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller. Bring that awareness.
Yeah. Right. It's a product.
For an excellent evening.
Yeah, you as well. You. Awesome. Thanks for listening.
That's what it is, right? It's just a product of what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Here
we are. That's going to happen more and more. God, that comes up in the conversation a lot lately, I've noticed.
Absolutely, it does.
Yeah, right. You get those questionnaires, you know, what are you most concerned about? Immigration, jobs, climate
overpopulation
change.
And water.
Yeah.
Weeding and thinning.
Pruning.
Compost.
You know you're going to go there.
Composting.
Good for you. Focus.
Yeah. Stay on task, on point here.
All right. Appreciate the call. And 970-527-4868 or 1-866-KVNF now. Okay, tomatoes, because people are putting tomatoes in the ground, and we want to talk about trellising those babies up.
Well, I was just, you know, whenever I plant tomatoes, I immediately put the cages on them and a trellis of some sort, tie them up. And it just, some people get so busy, they might not do it for 2 weeks, then I'll get to it later. Well, the plant gets too big, and then you start breaking branches off. Mm-hmm. So you got this little seedling, maybe at best 6 inches, you know, 8 inches tall. And put the trellis or cages or whatever you're going to do on right then.
Okay.
That's what I like to do too. But that, and my thought is also I do it to keep my cats off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And then I get the tomato jungle. You know, you guys have seen it.
I'm waiting for that smell.
I know, those 6 foot. It's 6 foot elk fencing, you know, made into a tube, and they grow out the top, down the sides, over onto the other guys. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And I always think it's a crack up to carrots like tomatoes. Well,
yeah. What's that combo thing again?
I don't know.
I'm trying it just for the fun of it.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, because you're not a tomato grower typically.
I got 4 plants.
Yeah.
That's not a tomato grower for you. I mean, your giant beds.
Yeah, and with my plants that always get so big, I mean, it's like, how do the carrots stand a chance? I don't know. They're going to get...
The carrots and the tomatoes
Well,
should
I planted
be
a small variety that matures early.
Of tomato or carrots?
No, carrots.
Of the carrots?
Yeah.
Ah.
And they've been thinned and they're ready to go. So,
oh.
And the tomatoes just got planted, so...
They should get along.
Yeah.
Okay. It's Katie in Crawford on the line. Hey. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on tonight?
I just had a quick question about
what? You faded out, darling.
Uh-oh.
Are you still there?
Is she there, Jeff?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, good.
We can hear you now. Go ahead.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask about... being intermixed with your plants. I've heard various things about, oh, if you just chop them down, you know, you'll be fine. The other plants won't be stunted. And then I've heard, oh, you really need to pull up the whole root because the sunflower, the whole thing will stunt your plants. And
it's sunflowers.
How you guys approach sunflowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can, pull the whole thing up.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, this is something that somebody was doing. Like I said, you never know. This person was growing.
Disclaimer.
Yeah. You never know. This was in Organic Gardening magazine years ago. Somebody grew all these. They would grow this sunflower stalks.
sunflowers up, and then they would plant the tomatoes in between them, and they used the stalks as the trellis for the tomatoes. They cut the heads off, and just so that's a. That was a funny thing. I don't think it'll work here because we don't have long enough season.
I don't think so mm-hmm. either. I also saw a sunflower playhouse. Mm-hmm. Somebody in one of those magazines where somebody yeah. had planted sunflowers in the form of a
house,
you know, little square or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they grew morning glories or something with them, and it covered the whole thing. It was gorgeous. Yeah.
But anyways, I would the only thing that sunflowers grow good with is
corn
and maybe cucumbers. Other than that, they'll stunt the growth of everything. And I've seen people that have, oh, the sunflower looked great, and they let them go. Well, 3 years running, they never had a garden.
Oh, really?
Because
yeah,
so just get them out of there.
Yeah.
And is that the same for the mammoth and the wild and all,
yes.
all varieties of sunflowers?
Yeah.
Mostly. Is this a toxin I've heard?
Wait a minute.
Something is in the root or resin.
It's in the root.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, but around corn, it's okay around corn?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Good. That's the only spot I really mostly have them right now.
That works.
But I let them go in my garden. And I pull them up where I'm going to have actual vegetables. But along the edges of the garden, I always let a couple of them go mm-hmm. for the birds.
Yeah, you keep them rather thinned.
Yeah, if you thin them, you know, again,
and they're
a choice.
They're the native ones, and they're native, but they're, you know, watered and fertilized, so they get to be 10 feet tall, you know, 8 mm-hmm. feet tall. They're huge.
Right.
But, yeah, and then they come up everywhere, so. But I get rid of them in the main part of the garden and just leave them.
Go.
You know,
on
leave them as the beautiful ornamental that they are and mm-hmm. let the birds have them. So let them go in your ratty old spots where you don't care and get them out of your garden.
Control them.
Yeah. Good. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks, Katie. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Okay, 527-486-8186, KVNF now. And I want to talk just a little bit about some bugs. And I know we talk about cabbage worms all the time.
Oh, I have such a depleted stash of those little white butterflies. I swear to God, I've seen
they're not
three.
Around this? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no food for them yet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but they just, I know, right? And so, well, that always brings me back to the question of if you are really good about getting your cabbage worms out, you know, and nobody else is growing any of the brassicas in your neighborhood, can you just run out of butterflies? I guess you can.
You can. But just another thought on it is, it was a mild winter, but mm-hmm. there was cold periods. Uh-huh. Maybe they came out early. And they had that cold period
they did come out early.
And got
right.
thinned. Mm-hmm. That's just a thought.
Sure.
It's
part of the disclaimer.
I don't have cabbage butterflies. I usually get some, but late fall. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I usually see them flitting about now. And the wasps are also starting to build up their mm-hmm. Colonies. But that makes me nervous, too, because there's nothing for them to eat. But they'll find something.
They'll find something.
They go,
like the bottom of your toe or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Well, then there's always that, right?
Yeah.
And if you have those little eggs on the back of your cabbage leaves, just pick them off.
Yeah,
just rub them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to use a flat paintbrush, you know, like an artist's paintbrush.
Okay.
It was great. You could just go along and ch-ch-ch-ch. But I'll tell you what's really working, the salsify. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God.
Going to town?
Yeah, I must have murdered thousands of aphids the other day. It was so gratifying. Even though it was sticky and all over my hands, I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
It was great. The salsify is doing its job.
Uh-huh.
Love that.
Nice. And salsify repels what?
It attracts aphids.
Attracts the aphids. And then there they are.
It's a
trap crop. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, it really is, too. It just sucks them right in, and you just rub them out. You just grab the leaf and the stalk and just rub them out, and they just go, you're thousands.
Yeah, now I noticed that I have some.
But you have to be careful about the ladybugs and that there isn't a little ladybug larva in there eating.
Yeah. I have aphids on the peach, some of the peach trees, and the ladybugs are just having a wonderful time.
Oh,
in
nice.
There.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't noticed a lot of ladybugs this year.
I haven't either.
No. And I've killed 3 tiny grasshoppers, and that's it.
Yeah, my grasshopper population is down.
I wonder what. Maybe they came out early.
There were some early. I remember seeing some in March, and then it got cold.
See, that's what it is. So, you know, this, there's pros and cons to all of it.
I was thinking maybe it was my use of the Nolo bait, because I've been on that for about 4 years.
Could be.
And,
don't have any
population going.
For sure, it could be. Yeah. Well, you know, you just do what you do. Figure it out as you go. Mm-hmm. Same old thing.
And once you figure it out, they'll change it up on
you. Yep. Just when you think you got a handle on it, wham. You don't.
I want to mention something about with these winds that come in. The one hit my grapevines at just the right angle. That one plant lost 6 of those brand new canes.
Bummer.
Tie your grapes up.
Yeah.
Even though you got a trellis, you got to tie those first shoots up.
That's great advice, because that morning wind and some of those afternoon winds with those clouds can really whip through your garden.
Yeah, and I had taken out a couple of fruit trees, so that wind went right through there where there used to be fruit trees and hit the grapes. And
quite a gust of wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so.
That my grapes are super protected.
Where yours are at.
Yeah, they're super protected. And if I had to start trying them up, it would look like, I don't know, some spider on drugs, you know, had just gone nuts up there or something. So I think I'll just, but you know, okay, so here's a good idea. What about this? I have all these shoots, and there's more than one cluster of grapes on each shoot.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should thin them out a little bit.
Eventually. You do. Wait till they've set.
Wait until they've set, because you know how it is, because sometimes they don't all set.
Yeah, they all, and then they call it cluster thinning.
Yeah, that's what I'll have to do.
So it's June drop for regular fruit and cluster thinning.
And you can see, and it's actually the vineyard guys do that so that all the grapes ripen at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So that they can harvest the whole thing and be done with and start making wine.
Oh, fruit of the vine,
bottle
gonna
of wine.
Let me get so.
All right, we've got another caller on the line.
I love it that you guys wait till
the
last
no-name
minute.
Caller.
We love that.
Crazy caller on the line.
Come
Good
on.
Evening.
Bring it.
Oma, we're here. We're the Flintstones. It's all good.
Good. We love it.
You guys have this situation. Do you see what's happening? Our climate is changing, and all the buggies are going nuts. And like,
our climate's constantly changing.
We have to augment our love. You know?
Wow!
Like we have to go with the flow a little bit. You know,
I'm all down with that.
Perfect. It's not going to be perfect.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was meaning. Is that, you know, it changes, but there's going to be advantages and disadvantages, you know?
Absolutely.
So the whole project is just adapt or die.
Well, you know, Colorado's just going to turn into Tennessee. So what are we going to do?
Oh, I would love that. I would love that. Then we would have lightning bugs.
Oh, lightning bugs! We don't have any lightning bugs. Oh, my goodness gracious.
And moist skin.
Oh, my God.
You guys are beautiful. Thank you for your show.
Thanks for listening, and thanks for your call.
Thanks for your call.
You have a good night.
Yeah, we love that, right? I mean, that's
absolutely.
What it is.
That's
what gardening's all about. It's getting in there and figuring it out and, you know, making
the best of
what you got. Yeah.
Yep.
One last thing.
Yeah.
Just thinking ahead for fall cabbage, it's 2 weeks to plant it. So you can direct seed it in the garden or you can start it in pots.
Okay.
But in 2 weeks.
For your fall cabbage?
For your fall cabbage crop.
I'm talking October.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And cabbage, you really have to thin.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
They really should be planted about 18 inches.
18 inches.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you've got those Jimungo ones.
Yeah, 18 inches. Your soil's really good. You can go a little closer. And if it's not so good, it's better to go a little bit farther.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Great advice. And thanks for our callers tonight. And
Yeah, good luck, everybody out there. Yeah, you know what? Right?
Keep your nose out there.
Yeah, just keep.
I mean, it's always different.
It's always different.
Just have fun with it.
Yep. Get out there and do something. Who cares? Figure it out.
Yep.
Or not.
It's Leah Love coming up next with One Woman's Perspective. And we'll be back next week, same time, same place, for another edition of As the Worm Turns. Thanks for listening to KVNF.
Have a good evening.
Good
night. Have a good evening, everybody.